Political commentators in Athens say whether the fires will have an effect on next month's general election depends on how the public judges the government's handling of the crisis. But opposition politician Stavros Lambrinidis, a member of the European Parliament, tells VOA that now is not the time for political parties to fight. He says the country is under a state of emergency and this is a time for political unity.
People can draw their conclusions without us politicians getting involved. What we should get involved in is ensuring that not one more life gets lost and not one more livelihood gets destroyed. And this is a tough job ahead of us. We have to get it done. When I say we, I mean the government, but we as opposition have to push them to do it.
Scores of people gathered in Athens to voice their anger over what they describe as the government's botched handling of the fires. Many of the demonstrators were from left-wing and peace groups. Property developers have been accused of starting some of the fires to clear the land for future construction. It is a charge that angers Stratos Paradias, the head of the Hellenic Property Federation, a group that defends the interests of property owners.
In my opinion, there's not a chance that it might be some companies, some land developers or land seekers behind these disastrous fires that we have, especially in the area of Peloponnese. This is because the legislation that we have here in Greece today strictly provides that within 3 months from the day that a forest area is burnt, it goes under a special legislation for reforestation. These accusations have no base absolutely at all.
The government has confirmed that trees will be replanted in all fire zones. The environmental group Greenpeace has said that weak environmental laws, careless farmers and garbage dumps are the main reasons for the fires. Nikos Karalambidis, the director of Greenpeace in Greece, tells VOA it is too early to establish who is responsible for the fires.
What we can say, though, and that's something we can prove through facts and figures and statistics during the years, is that statistically the most frequent causes of fire in Greece, and these are either sparks from electric wires or illegal dump sites that are set on fire either intentionally or accidentally, especially in summertime due to high temperature.
To add to the misery of the devastating fires, a strong earthquake with a magnitude of 5 struck southern Greece on Tuesday. The quake panicked residents in the region and was felt in areas where firefighters were battling blazes. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.